Can you imagine Jerry and Esther saying to their river guide, where will we take the boat out of the water? And he would say, oh, many miles downstream, close to Fort Collins. And then Esther would say to him, we have a really good idea. We want you to put our raft back on the bus, and we would like to drive back down, and we want to put our boat in the water just a few hundred feet from where we're going to take it out. Because we enjoy instant manifestations. And he would say, whatever you want, crazy lady. But I thought you wanted a ride on the river. And this is what we want to say to you. We thought you wanted a ride on the river. And you say, I do want to ride on the river, but I just don't want to be without what I want for 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years. How long does one have to want something before they get it? And we say, hardly any time at all if you're going with the flow. Forever if you're not. Not forever, just forever in terms of this one life experience. In other words, you could hold yourself apart from who you have become if you work really hard at it. You have to join those online support groups, however. You have to join those groups who really keep you motivated about not letting go of the oars. When you sleep, you know what happens? Your boat turns around. Then you wake up and you paddle, 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 paddle. Then you go to sleep. You wake up, paddle, 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 paddle. So what happens is you are pure positive energy. You are one stream. And then you are born into that little infant body, and just being born into that mother who worried about you already, there's a little separation in your vibration. And when you go to sleep, you close a gap. When you wake up, it's there just a little bit. And the longer you live, most of you, the more you find to fuss and worry about, and the more likely you are to have more of a gap between who you are letting yourself be and who you really are. And then you grow up and you want to improve your life experience, and you come to a seminar where they teach you to meditate. And you learn to quiet your mind, and when you quiet your mind, you stop thought, and when you stop thought, you stop resistant thought, so your gap closes. You come out of meditation, you find someone to criticize, you widen your gap. You find someone to praise, you close it. You look for things going wrong, you widen it. You look for things going well, you close it. In other words, a rampage of appreciation always closes your gap. Looking for things that are wrong always widens your gap. So all day, every day, you've got this thing going on depending upon what you're doing with your thought process. The art of allowing is really about paying attention to the way you feel so that you're aware of this gap between you and you. And guiding yourself deliberately to less resistant thoughts just by releasing the thought that is negative. You really don't even have to get on a really strong positive rampage. Just stop talking about the things that are bothering you so much. Jerry and Esther drive a big bus. It's 45 feet long, and Esther is usually driving, and Jerry is in the back somewhere doing something. Often he is working on some project or watching a video or reviewing something. Often he is far in the back of the bus. And Esther sometimes will want to talk to him. And so she would honk the horn. But even honking the horn, he couldn't hear her sometimes. It was scaring everyone on the road off into the bushes. But Jerry couldn't hear it because he'd had his headphones on or whatever. And so Esther found a button next to her that she could push. And when she pushed the button, all the lights in the bus come on. And when she pushes it again, all the lights in the bus go off. And so when Jerry sees the lights coming on and the lights going off, he surmises, oh, Esther must have something she wants to say. So he stows everything that he's working on, and he makes his way all the way to the front of the bus, and he sits in the seat next to her, and he says, yes, you had something you wanted to say. And Esther says, oh, never mind, it was an upstream thought. And we say, wasn't it nice that it took him so long to get there? Because if he'd been sitting there right next to her, she just would have blurted it out. And then he might have agreed with her, which would have made it worse. Or he might have disagreed with her, which would have made her try even harder to make her point. In other words, once you speak your discord, someone either agrees with you, which amplifies it, or they disagree with you, which makes you get stronger in your certainty that what you have to say is right. In other words, when you speak anything that's already pointed upstream, you're going to paddle harder and stronger. But when you stop for a moment and count to 10 and identify, is this an upstream thought or a downstream thought? Is this a thought that my inner being is thinking about? No, it doesn't really feel like that. Is this a thought that my inner being is more in agreement with? In time, you begin to notice that you can always feel that calling of source. You can feel it if you will listen for it. takes a little practice, and it takes a little practice on subject after subject. But before you know it, you will become so sensitive to the vibration of your being that you will be able to use this guidance in the way that you intended it.